When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Woof, woof. Hello. Check 1, 2. Good morning. Good morning. Check 1, 2. Tim Heidecker. Check 1, 2. We are live. Welcome to Office Hours Live. That's right, folks. We are back after a little break, after the switcheroo. I am in my rightful place where I belong, standing strong and ready to broadcast a sensational show on this Wednesday morning. It's sort of like, what? Hump Day show? We're going to get into where, we're going to get into why. Why are we on Wednesday? You're going to get in all that, and we're going to have a great experience. I know you are along for the ride, and I know you couldn't be happier to be here if you're watching us live. And if you're watching us on the rebroadcast, God bless you. Thank you for supporting this show, and thank you for supporting everything we do. I've been gifted this morning a tremendous pair of sunglasses that I'm proud to be wearing. Gifted by the one and only DJ Duck Pond!
Good morning!
Doug, tell us a little bit about the sunglasses I'm wearing real quick. This is not a paid endorsement.
It is not a paid endorsement. Those are the Pit Vipers.
Pit Vipers, baby. And watch this shit. Are you on me?
Yeah.
Good day, ooh, sunshine.
That's a good look.
Thank you. And Victor Berger's got his flip-ups.
Oh, I got my flip-ups.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? I'll do that. I'll join you on that. Captain Carlin in the house.
What's up?
Keeping things on, keeping the trains on time. And he's got some Pit Vipers, too. In studio.
You know, just
we have very, very... Biden. Who's that? What was that?
No, that was... Sorry.
You know, just seeing Matt's little body walk out on the stage,
God,
and play the video, and he's just like looking out. It was just made me giggle. I was giggling a lot.
Matt loves that drop.
Oh boy. All timer.
Look at that face. Oh my God.
We have in studio with us a very special guest. We have Lyle the Therapy Gecko.
Hello, how's it going, guys?
Great to have you. You are a podcaster. He's a Twitch streamer.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Twitch, by the way, if you want to join us there, wherever you're watching right now, it doesn't matter. And you, basically, it's a, similar in a way to our show. I'm not suggesting that you've ripped us off in any way.
Oh, no.
No. This format has existed since Marconi
exactly.
Himself.
Who?
Is it Marconi?
He's
Mark
the first.
Who invented the radio, Matt?
Edison.
Marconi.
Sure.
Mr. Edison. Wasn't
Marconi.
Marconi.
I don't know who that is.
And
I thought Samsung did.
And Alexander Graham Bell. When Marconi and Bell created the telephone, the radio, the call-in show was born.
We're all copying off of Alexander Graham Bell.
That's
the
right.
The
Guglielmo Marconi.
Guglielmo.
Guglielmo.
Guglielmo. Very successful enterprise?
Sort of. You know, we get calls. We talk to people on the phone. It's funny you asked about like ripping, because I'll get people who will DM me and be like, hey, I kind of want to start a call-in show, but like, is it cool if I use your idea? I'm like, people have been doing this since
as long as you don't literally put yourself in a gecko costume and
if they want to put themselves in a gecko, go ahead.
No,
if they can do it better than me, I just want the best version of the thing to exist. If they can do it better than me, please.
Well,
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Now, yes.
You're a therapy gecko, but yes. You're not a licensed therapist.
No, I don't have a license to do anything.
So what gives you the right, and I want to put, I don't want to phrase
you
that way.
Please.
Why do you feel qualified? Because what you do on the show is you give advice.
Kind of.
Or you're there to hear people.
Yeah, lately I've been thinking of it more of like, it's like almost journalistic. Like, I'm trying to get people's story more than I am trying to, like, get in there and tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, even in my mind lately more being like, don't tell people what to do, but, like, ask questions, get the stories out. It's almost even kind of, like, more confessional
yes.
than therapeutic.
And people love it because they have a, they have an opportunity to be seen, or I should say heard, but
yeah, yeah.
in the colloquial.
Can I ask, do you go to therapy?
I actually went to therapy for the first time recently a week ago. And the guy was not like me at all.
No, he was dressed differently.
Yeah. Did, you wear color skin. Did you wear the outfit?
Did he wear the outfit?
Did you wear the gecko costume?
No, that would have been a different kind of session. I felt me and therapy gecko have much different problems.
I would go to therapy, but my schedule doesn't allow it.
Really?
No.
It's what would just you talk about if you went into therapy? What's going on?
I have several frustrations in my life.
Okay, do you want to tell me about them?
Well, two of them are in the room.
Really?
Sorry, Matt.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks.
It's quick. Thanks. No. Well, maybe later in the show.
Okay. I'm here for you.
You know. I do have this thing that I've been noticing as I kind of watch the show. People ask, what do you want? What are you watching these days? Well, I watch this show. I watch On Cinema, which new episode just launched today. And I think it might be the best of the season. People, well, I don't know where to watch it. What, you don't know how to use the internet?
I like people.
You don't know how there's other websites than this stupid YouTube, right?
Do you watch your own stuff a lot?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't. I do have to watch, like, when On Cinema a cut comes in, you have to watch it, and then you have to watch it again. You have to give notes. Say, what are you doing? This doesn't make any sense, Chris.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Chris Robison, who does a lot of our edits for Office Hours.
Best.
Is also the editor of On Cinema, and he has been doing a phenomenal job. Anyway, I was going to say, I notice I do this thing. No one said this to me, but I do a lot of, like, mouth stuff, like a little, you notice that? Like, not audibly, but I'm doing a lot of...
Well, we all have our little faces we make.
Are you trying to change that? Being aware of it?
I feel like it might be not a great thing for people to see on camera. You know.
But I missed it. Can you show me what you do?
I do a lot.
That's fine.
All right.
Right. Sometimes your perception of a thing is bad, but then other people are like, no one actually notices that.
Nobody cares.
Someone make a super cut to make me feel bad of all the times I'm doing.
Wait, Tim, do it. Do it. Do the face.
I can't. Well, it's hard. Like,
just do it real quick.
Thank you.
I'll do the sound effect every time.
It's more subtle.
What?
You know, I've noticed.
Yes, he's noticed.
It's a recent development, I think.
Uh-oh.
Kind of more.
I have ticks. I have.
You're gonna be a weird old guy if you keep doing that.
I'm gonna be a weird old guy no matter what.
That's true.
Ain't that the truth?
If
you want to call in, we have the Zoom open and we have the hothead hotline, which frankly is not a hothead hotline. It's just a fun. What's that called? Automatopoeia.
Yeah, it's just a hotline.
It's just a hotline. It's if you don't want to be on camera.
Could I ask the therapy gecko, do you take Zoom calls too, or is it only phone calls?
No, there's a couple of things. First, I'm afraid of what might happen if I let random people come on with video. Mm-hmm. And then two, I like the anonymous nature of the phone calls.
I feel like I think that people feel a little safer on the phone.
Definitely.
And Vic's a big, Vic wants to kill,
I want to kill it all.
Vic wants to kill Zoom as a component of the show.
And it reminds me of the pandemic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
But what would be the better alternative to Zoom? Just
phone call.
Phone calls.
Phone call.
But listen, I'm going to veto that. I have that power. I have that authorization. In the terms of our corporate structure, I have the power to veto everything and fire whoever I want.
Let's take a Zoom now.
Yeah, you know what, Doug? You're right.
Let's do it.
Fucking shove it down Vic's throat.
Wait, right. If the Zoom sucks, though, Vic is right.
Yes.
Oh,
Matt's gonna pick a
this
great
is like
one
of Elon Musk's Twitter polls, totally irrelevant.
Well, you also get to like imagine what the person is like more so than if they just give you the whole face.
Let's do a back to back. Let's do a Zoom, then a hotline.
Okay,
let's compare.
And we have so much to get to, by the way. I should also say we have this has to become a longer show.
Yeah,
I hate to say it. That's one of the great things about doing Tom's show two weeks ago now. I felt relaxed, and I felt that there was no urgency or rush, and I could kind of settle into concepts, settle into ideas, settle into conversations. And I'm going to take these off, because it's enough. I want to tell you this. We have Jordan Hoffman, one of the few film critics I enjoy hearing from. There certainly aren't a lot of them. And we have a musical act today. We love exposing people to new music, some bands that might be under your radar. And this band, Dear Nora, is going to be performing today. Katie and Zach. A little bit of nepotism going on, but we'll get to that later.
They were requested by the Office Hours community.
That is right. And we listen. If you want to join the Office Hours community, go to patreon.com/officehourslive. And a lot of stuff going on up there.
You'll enjoy.
So that is the plan. We're going to talk to Jordan because a few months ago, we spotted this insane show that was going to be coming to New York, I assume. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Now, if you've watched the show, you know, and if you just pay attention to world news, you know that many of the people, two out of the three guys in that group are dead. You know, I don't know if you saw, if you know that.
Who? What is
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Is that a movie?
ELP.
It's a band from the 70s.
Oh, what a lucky man he was.
We've got
come on.
This was the news item.
Or the 60s and 70s. I don't
know. Anyways, we'll get into it with Jordan, but he went to the show. He's going to give us a report. I want to talk about movies with him and other stuff, too. So, do you ever watch a movie? Have you ever
seen a few movies, but I don't watch a lot of movies.
Okay. I'm getting tired of these movies.
Yeah? What do you think is wrong in Hollywood today?
I got a lot of thoughts on that. I'm going to save it for Jordan.
Okay, please.
We'll get Jordan Peele on here. I'll tell him what I think. Speak.
What? What the hell are we going to do without men?
What are we going to do without movies?
Marvel.
Let's do that, Matt. Let's take a Zoom.
Yes.
Quickly.
Real quick before that.
I also want to talk about Tim Pool and Nick Fuentes and fucking Kanye and Milo, these rats. The rat's nest that occurred the other night that I was so fortunate to get to watch. I'm addicted to it.
I would like to real quick acknowledge someone gave us $100 in the YouTube chat.
Wow.
Trout. Thanks, Trout.
That's very nice. And I encourage everybody to give us $100.
Give us $100. He wants to know when Joe Estevez will come on Officers.
Oh, I'd love to have Joe on. I can make that happen. Maybe after the season's aired so we don't get confusing. But he's a delightful person. And we, as I said earlier, glad he's on the mend from his recent battle with cancer. And we love Joe.
One more real quick plug. Mm-hmm. We got new shirts from Skinner.
Yes.
Wes, can you pull that up real quick? We'll drop the link.
Don't drop the link. Keep it active.
Hold it up. Okay. We'll Lefty right Parker.
Back. You like that, Doug? Fuck.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who's this?
It's Lefty, man. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Long time no speak.
Yeah, what's happening? What can I do for you today?
Dude, I have to tell Lyle this story. I've been meaning to call him and talk to him about it.
Is it the story of how you got the O'Doul's hat? Because that's kind of the one I want to hear.
Nah.
Is it a fairly relatively quick story?
Yeah, I can
tighten it up.
Yeah, well, basically it goes as follows. I used to work as a river guide in Austin. I work for this nonprofit. We take kids out on the river, teach them about nature and whatnot. Cool. Anyways, there was this one time my boss, we were doing a fundraiser and we're like privately funded. And my boss was like, hey, there's this lady, she's a really big donor and we need you to take her out on the river. She's got a bad back. And so she's like kind of like a dinosaur. She's like 70 years old. And I get out on the water and we're like paddling with all these like people who give us money. So I'm just trying to make her happy. Right. And so like I'm on the boat and she's behind me and she's telling me like, wow, I love it when the sweat drips down your back. And I love your curly hair. It reminds me of a young lover I had. Mm, and all this stuff. She's saying like this really freaky stuff, right? Oh, and it kind of progresses. Oh, and she's starting to tell me how she has this this house in Costa Rica, and she could take me there, and she could make my life real easy.
Oh.
And
sounds good.
And at that moment, were you considering taking this hand of a new life that was reaching out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was, but like, I don't know. I'm like trapped in this boat with this lady, right? Yeah. And she's like behind me saying all these really like sticky things.
Are you sure she wasn't on the phone talking to someone else?
All right. Well, wait, can I
talking to a fish?
Can I ask a question? So then what happened?
That's a good question.
Did you take the offer or not? Are you in Costa Rica?
So how did this all wrap up?
She gave me her phone number and she said to text her, and I never did.
I feel like one of these days you're going to be on the down, like something bad will happen to you, whether it's a breakup, whether you lose your job, and you just know that you have the plan B of the Costa Rica lady in your pocket. So I think this is a good thing that happened to you.
I don't know, man.
Right, it's a good backup. It's always good to have a plan B.
Why don't you wait till she's within an inch of her life, pull a...
Get on the wheel. Is that what we're talking
about? Who's that? Who's Anna Nicole Smith kind of deal?
Yeah, with
or David Guest. Although that went the other way, I think. Remember David
Guest?
Oh,
with Liza Minnelli?
Yeah. I think David Guest passed on.
I think so.
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef-created, dietitian approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the chef's choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the burger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Burger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb salmon. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. And get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now! Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah. Did you text her?
No. I did. I texted her and I said, like, hey, it was really nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I don't think I can hang out, because she asked me to, like, hang out with her.
That's so nice that you, like, you totally could have ghosted her. And I don't think anyone would have blamed. But you responded. That was nice of you.
I was trying to be respectful, but then it just, like, kind of progressed. She just kept texting me, like, hey, you know, I'm going to this show tonight. You want to come?
Mm-hmm.
And
That's lower commitment than going to Costa Rica.
What show? She was going
Jones?
To a show?
What show?
Yeah, Tom Jones.
She's going to, like, Sleep at the Wheel. She said, like, she had, like, these VIP.
Wayne Newton? I have another question. After you after you gently rejected her, did those dones dry up? You know those dones?
Well,
what? She's a donor.
She's a donor. Yeah, she's a donor. Honestly, I don't know. I didn't hear much. Right.
Good question. That. Good follow up. Good answer. Sounds like you got an answer. So please, Vic.
Okay. I was wondering what the
river
tour
right
is like. What are you talking about?
Oh, no. We don't care about the river fucking tour. What part of you that
I've never
is
been
curious?
On a river tour.
Then go on a river tour. Go to the fucking Mississippi.
What do you think's on a river tour? You answer.
There's a.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of people are getting a lot out of
a lot of
river
wildlife.
Tours. I kind
of
want to know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway.
I can't be that much wildlife in Austin.
I'd like to get a river boat.
No,
get a river boat and start throwing some dice.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Can I hit you up if my life goes south and I want to go to Costa Rica with this woman?
Kyle, I just, that's what I'm trying to ask. It's like, Would you do it, man?
Would I go on the date for you?
Would you do it for me?
If you lend me the O'Doul's hat, I'll go on the date.
Okay. Let's see what happens if we answer a hotline call. Thank you very much,
Thank
buddy.
You.
Good luck. Peace to you.
That was a good call. Interesting.
Yes, very good.
Interesting
call.
Predicament.
Yeah.
Julie, you are live on the hotline.
Aloha.
Hello, Julie.
Hi. Is this Tim Heidecker?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Doing.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm so grateful that you had the time to take my call today. I have been a big fan for several weeks now, and I just want to say that your Hot Piss song
was
the most moving piece of music I had ever experienced.
Well, thank you very much.
I used to struggle a lot. This is the therapy section. I used to struggle a lot.
Well, we have Therapy Gecko here. Lyle's here.
Being
If you have issues that you want to go over with him.
Well, you know how it is when you're in certain things and you just feel like a weirdo.
What certain thing are you in?
My interest in urine. But urine. You're into everything, you know?
So what?
You're into everything.
In urine. Her interest is in urine.
Yeah.
Just to put
everywhere.
On.
I like, you know...
All right. We have our litmus
River
test
boy.
Here. Well, thank you. And whether it's pissed...
What would you like me to lick?
What did she say?
What?
What would you like
me to
lick?
You say you want me to lick this test?
What?
No, a litmus test.
You want me to lick it, this test?
No. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, sir. I am not lit. I am completely sober.
All right, darling. Oh, y'all have a good time out there.
Well, I'm having a wonderful time just listening to you all.
All right,
this is the highlight of my day, honestly.
Where are you calling from?
Lone Oak, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pissing right now?
It's a little town outside of Little Rock. If you'd like me to, if you're into that sort of thing, I didn't think that was this type of show.
Doug, how do you think they came up with that name, Little
That's
Rock?
That's not the only thing
town.
You can make me do remotely.
It's fucking rock small, man. Shit.
They're like, we need a name right now. There's no landmarks.
Bam. Look at that fucking rock. Fucking small. Right there in the middle. Right there in the middle of this whole town.
I'm sorry. You guys might be smoking crack rocks that are bigger than my town, but it's still a good town.
What's the name of your town?
If you ever... Lone Oak.
L-O-N-O-K-E. Oh, Roanoke. Isn't that Lost Colony?
She said Lone Oak?
No. That's in Virginia. That's
All
in your Virginia.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'm going to stop
Lone
talking
Oak,
like this.
You're
expensive.
Welcome.
What a vape.
Thank you. I do like
How often? You know, I get this question
like
a lot.
Yeah.
I want
to
know from you. How often do you
accent?
Think, when people are calling into your show, that they're like just fucking with you versus being
Well,
genuine?
The show... has changed over the years. I think in the beginning there was more of that.
Yeah.
More trolling.
Right.
More abuse.
We don't get a lot of that.
No. It takes more work to get on Zoom or whatever, figure it out.
I thought she wasn't...
I don't think she's playing. I think she was just having a little fun.
My favorite thing is when somebody starts out as a troll and then you go for long enough that they drop it and you kind of see what's really going on.
All right. Listen, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're not going to do that here.
We'll see tonight the stress.
I just want to also say we are going to jump to the city of the day.
Good idea.
The city of the day.
Another thing Vic loves about
love
the show.
It.
City of the day is brought to you by Richard Dreyfuss Seafood Jerky. Make a splash at your next shindig by serving Richard Dreyfuss, the high protein snack that is sourced from the world's best oceans, rivers, and ponds. Their fish is 100% grass-fed, scale-free, and high in vitamins. Richard Dreyfuss comes in a wide variety of flavors, such as what about bobber, a super dry pond hooked crappie with just a pinch of chives. Sink your teeth into their sea-salted shark jerky, and you'll be saying, we're gonna need a bigger mouth. Their most popular flavor, Mr. Holland's Porpoise, now comes with an extra blowhole in every bag. Order now and receive a complimentary bag of their newest dry flavor fish, Close Encounters of the Perch Kind. Reel in a deep discount by surfing over to dryfish.richard and using promo code AmeriFinGraffiti that will net you 10% off your first purchase.
Very nice.
Doug, do you want to talk about this?
Very nice.
Where is this?
I spent 3 weeks making that jingle.
Let me hear it again. I want to thank, this is rare. I will say this is
okay,
rare.
I spent about 45 minutes awesome. On it.
But. We get submissions all the time from the audience for fake products. And as you know, there just ain't a lot of funny people in the world. You know, three of them are here. I'll say Matt's a funny guy too. Four people. Aloha. I don't know. I mean, hey, you're not known as a funny guy. You're just a good person.
Yeah, sure. I'll take that.
But you might be funny. I don't know you enough.
Sometimes.
He's a comedian also, isn't he?
Oh.
I'm like a gecko guy.
You're a gecko guy.
Somebody yeah. from
But my point is, we get submissions all the time for fake ads. A lot of them stink. Where is it? Where is it?
They stink.
Stinks. But this one made us all smile, made us all laugh, and it's from MB Alexander. So don't be, I mean, I say with peace and love, don't be afraid to send
MB
us.
MB made the artwork too. That's really what sold it.
Oh.
Of course, I punched up the copy and
made
it soar.
MB. What kind of name is MB? That's interesting. No offense.
Maybe it's short for something. Emberson.
I like that. I like them going out on a limb.
Emberson Lake and
Palmer. It was just a full package. It was great. Like, here's the artwork, here's the concept.
That's all it takes.
We have somebody doing some boxing in the Zoom, some working out. Do we want to see?
We have to get our city of the day first.
Oh, yeah. So maybe that's the city of the day. Do you want to be the city of the day ranch cat?
Well, we already.
You have one. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
But then we could talk.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, it's Carson is the city of the day.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
Carson.
Yes.
Why?
The city of the day is Tavernier, Florida.
All right.
Tavernier, Florida.
Why right. Why Carson of all people?
Because he's in Tavernier, Florida. He's on a road trip.
I'm out of town. I'm on vacation.
How far is that from Mar-a-Lago?
I don't know. Where is Mar-a-Lago?
Palm Beach?
It's pretty close.
Why don't you drop
Tavernier's
in?
Tavernier's like in the Keys.
Why don't you?
So it's like further south of Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, you're in the Keys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Keys on Van Nuys. Keys on Van Nuys.
Have you been to the FOBs?
Listen, yeah, drop by Mar-a-Lago. Say that you had an appointment to see the former president. See if you can get in.
Right.
Shouldn't be too
hard. I'll get Ye and Nick Fuentes to come with me.
Oh,
they can get me
fuck,
in.
Man.
What is this building that you're leaning against?
It's in a house that's an apartment now. My friend lives here.
Does he know that you're outside?
I think so. I hope so.
We're talking about this house while there's a guy on my Zoom lifting punching bags like crazy.
That's way more interesting.
And I hate to say it, Carson, but you should be an advocate for the quality of the show, not for your own screen time.
Get me out of here.
Get him out.
I need to be on here.
Ranch
get me
cat.
Out of here.
Ranch Cat, can you unmute?
See you guys.
Ranch Cat, put down that heavy sack.
You hear me?
Yeah, look at you. You're getting strong, aren't you?
A little bit of salt.
Oh!
I'm like, oh shit! I'm coming.
You all right? Crap yourself.
Are we still in Tabernacle, Florida?
No. Where are we now?
I'm getting the feeling of coming. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Damn, girl!
Wow.
Mummy.
What is this? Who's your illusion?
What we do here?
It's what we do. You want to beat somebody up for me? I got a list. I mean, let's get this guy out there cracking
Who's
skulls.
List? Who's on your list? Today?
Nick Fuentes?
Yeah.
Milo?
I got that bitch.
Do you do kickboxing too, or is it just punching? Do you kick that thing?
Kick?
Yeah, I kick it. I got my
shin
guards on. Okay. It's a home workout.
You're going to be my soldier of fortune, all right?
Great.
I'm putting together an army of men and women. Strong men.
Strong.
And you're just going to clobber people. You're going to go around and do, shut the fuck up! It'll be a menace. It'll be a fucking menace with you out there. People will be closing, people will be hiding, they'll be go back in their basements. Enough! Boom, boom, boom! We need it. We need to restore order, Matt.
Do most people?
Yep, let's start the army.
Do most people in Fort Wayne, Indiana, look that jacked?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't leave my house.
You live in a fort?
Yeah. I live in a fort. I got guns everywhere. Don't come here, I guess. Whatever.
No, I'm all right with that, babe.
Who's Wayne?
Just be safe with it.
Why does he have a fort?
He's actually some guy that killed a lot of natives.
Oh, boy.
Pretty cool name of town.
I thought it was named after Wayne Brady.
I was thinking Wayne Newton, but...
Fort Wayne Brady!
Fort Wayne Brady.
So are you doing this kickboxing shit for recreation, for fun, for just working out, or are you professional fighter?
Yeah. No, I do it for fun. I do enjoy you won't the
be,
MMA.
You'll be doing it for money because I'm putting you on the payroll. You're my soldier of fortune, my warrior.
Okay.
Would you be willing to kill someone for Tim if he asked you?
No, we don't want any death.
You can't say that. You can't say that, but yes.
I'm going to get banned.
Tim, you shouldn't really call for any violence at all.
I am not.
Is that a joke?
Tim's very own
it's all satirical.
It's satirical. Good. Okay.
Believe me.
I'm not very proud, so.
I'm a pacifist, baby. I'm a beautiful, peaceful man. Right?
Oh, yeah.
No, everything's good, baby. But.
Beautiful.
Perfect transition to the. I did watch a little bit of this Tim Pool. You know, I get sucked into that show, Vic. I think it's your fault.
Oh, I know. Well, I wasn't watching it. You told me about it, so.
You guys watch so much trash. You watch the Bill Maher show and you watch Tim Pool. You're like, did you see the new Maher? It just dropped. I'm like, no.
Maher had on Gene Simmons. Holy shit. Two scumbags in a basement talking to each other. I don't know if you're a Kiss head.
Did he do something bad, Gene Simmons? I don't really know anything about it.
He's been doing something bad for 50 years. Band called
never
Kiss.
Did anything bad.
I mean, I can't think of a worse group.
I like the pinball machine that they made.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They got a good pinball machine. That's my kind of.
If you put a gun to my head, and somebody's going to eventually, they will say, who's the worst band in American history, in world history? Wouldn't be some marching band, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be some local group who's not equipped to do stuff. It would be Kiss.
What about them is egregious to you?
Their music's terrible. The costumes are ridiculous, stupid. It's entertainment for stupid people, and stupid people should have entertainment. No question about that.
I feel like I'm in somewhat of a solidarity with any kind of a costume.
Sure.
Thing.
No, I mean, I should retract that. It's fun what they do.
He's also a sex pest, but...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you didn't mention that part.
You should have a long tongue. You're the gecko here.
Yeah, check out his tongue.
But maybe we can get... Maybe this is a fine transition to Mr. Hoffman. for whatever.
Wait, don't look. There's Gene right there.
Mr. Moneybags.
I like his look.
I was doing
I
a pretty good
like
Gene Simmons impression earlier before the show started. I don't know if I'll be able to lock it in again, but...
Jordan,
is your mic on? Is it working?
Yeah, I am I working? Am I here?
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Have you secured your fish tickets for the year? Are you?
Fish plays every run up to New Year's. I do four shows at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
I'll be going to at least one. I'll probably go to all four, but for now I'm good with one.
They should play at the aquarium.
Well, did you see that footage of them playing with the whales from last year?
Oh yeah,
it's incredible. Were you at one of those shows where they had the floating whales?
I did see that. Yeah,
I was at the whale show.
Was it cool in person, or does it work better as a video experience?
It was fantastic in person, and I gotta be. This is my hand to God. This is true. The man next to me said, "Is that a hologram?" So I said. No, that's real, meaning it was a blimp, you know, like a drone. And he went, "That's a real fucking whale?" And I'm like, how high are you? I mean, he was clearly, listen, a fish concert, but he was, for a second, he just did not know where he was, you know. I'm like, no, this is planet Earth, and that's just a drone, and it's cool.
Now, you love the fish. We've talked about this before, and you love them, and I love your love for them. I should say that. I think it's genuine, and I love seeing people love what they love.
That's what my wife says too when she makes me turn it off. But it's you know, yeah. I mean, it's.
But here's my question for you, because yeah. and you're a deadhead too.
I like everything. Yeah, I like, yeah. You know,
so
I
mean, so there's like a whole ecosystem of music and bands that kind of start getting, I don't want to say trapped, but kind of get absorbed by when you're like the fish adjacent group. So
yes,
I mean
the jam band scene.
The jam band scene. So suddenly you get Goose coming up. And Goose is, you know about Goose?
Don't know Goose.
Matt knows about Goose. You know about Goose Gecko?
I don't know anything about Goose.
You see this, and suddenly, now you got to love Goose, right?
Listen, when,
what's Goose?
Goose is a relatively young band. They're like in their late 20s, early 30s, and they have a lot of shared similarities with Phish and some of the other groups in that strain. And I'll be honest, when I first heard about them, I'm like, oh, Christ, I got to listen to Goose now? Give me a goddamn break.
Right.
Because the names are so stupid.
Yeah.
Phish, Goose, the String Cheese Incident.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. These names are just awful.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews
and I resisted to listening to Goose. But the truth of the matter is that they're really, really good. And I've seen them a bunch of times. And Trey Anastasio, who's like the main dude from Phish.
Yeah.
He and the main dude from Goose, they've done some collaborations. They did a mini tour together.
That's what I mean by this ecosystem, because they're very strategic. And I don't know, I'm not saying it's like cynical, like the way Kiss would look at it, but you know, there is cross-pollination.
Yes. I mean, they all do have the same managers, and there's there's a lot of backstage machinations there. There's a lot of you know, the ones that seem to be always playing together oftentimes have shared, shared deals and whatnot.
I feel like I got trapped in an algorithm online, at least, where now, even though I don't really like it, it's just getting presented to me I'm being told what fucking Billy Strings had for breakfast every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's part of the ecosystem, too. I mean, there's a strong niche, and it comes from... If you remember Relics Magazine, you ever read Relics Magazine?
Yes.
The owner of Relics Magazine's got a deal with a streaming service called Nugs.net.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nugs.net is like for all the freshest nugs of these concerts from around. And it's humiliating and embarrassing, but it's also, it is something that I enjoy. And
that's
part of life is being, you know, having a little bit of shame about the things that you love, whether it's...
And you're also, please chime in as much as you want. You're here. You're my guest. I don't want to ignore you.
I saw Billy Strings.
I'm not saying you have to. I just don't want to be like, am I doing?
No, I appreciate it. No, I saw Billy Strings. He's great. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You should be proud of what you're into and have no shame. I was watching the first Star Trek movie the other night, Star Trek the Motion Picture. And I'm like, this movie's fucking great.
It is a maligned film because people were expecting action and adventure. It was greenlit because of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Star Trek, the motion picture, wanted to be 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Right.
And it's somewhere in between.
It's glacial. It's slow.
It's slow, but,
But then there's beautiful moments in it. It's truly, I think it's a beautiful movie.
Is that the one with Superman in it?
There's no Superman in Star Trek.
Oh.
Abraham Lincoln is in an episode of Star Trek, the original series.
Oh, there you go, Doug.
Who's he?
No, but we have you on because we wanted to talk about your ELP experience. Emerson, Lake and Palmer did this holographic. Okay, there it is. Welcome back, my friends. The return of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Welcome back, my friends. Blah, blah, blah. This was ELP. A holographic experience featuring only the drummer.
Well, okay, so it began with an email, and see, I thought it was going to be holograms too, and you thought it was going to be holograms, and so did everybody.
Right, that's the way it was pitched.
It was pitched. I got an email on September 7th from the producers of the show, The Club. Just to back it up, the show was at a place in New York City called Town Hall.
Yeah,
and
I've played there several times. It's a beautiful venue. Beautiful.
It's not a place usually known for like, you know, bombastic progressive rock with a lot of lasers and whistles and bells.
Right.
Historically, This is like where Eleanor Roosevelt would give a talk in 1950. Yeah. It's the folk revivalism movement. Bob Dylan.
I mean, we did a song called Diarrhea there, but that's maybe an outlier.
Well, I mean, you want to class up the joint. The jazz world, a lot of jazz albums recorded there. But an ELP in the day, they would sell out football arenas, and they would have full orchestras and lasers and video projection. But I got an email, and it said, I'll read it, the blurb. Bowery presents Welcome Back, My Friends, the return of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer on Friday, November 25th. Sole surviving member, Carl Palmer, in association with the estates of his bandmates, Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. The implication being there that both Keith Emerson and Greg Lake, the two stars of the show, are dead, have announced the much-anticipated Welcome Back, My Friends, the return of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer tour. The tour will actually reunite ELP live on stage through modern technology. That is the kicker, through modern technology.
Could be just old tape recordings of them. Tracks, I mean, modern technology, what are we talking about?
Sorry, are they not dead?
They are.
You're not that wrong with what you just said. So here's the deal. There have been hologram shows before.
Yeah. Roy Orbison.
I think Zappa has a bunch of kids and one of his kids plays guitar really, really well. That's Dweezil. Mm-hmm. And there's another Zappa kid who doesn't play as well. So he got a hologram of his dad. I think that stopped pretty quickly. So I assume this was going to be holograms. You assume.
Yeah.
Everybody assumed. I get there and I look at the stage. I just see a huge drum kit front and center and a bunch of video screens. And I'm sitting in the front of the mezzanine and the couple next to me, they're a wonderful older couple, you know, from Long Island or New Jersey or whatever. Guy's wearing an ELP shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, you seen these guys before? And I'm like, you know, the honest truth is I do like prog rock. You know, I like, I like Genesis, King Crimson, all that stuff. But ELP was always like a little bit lower down for me on the totem pole. Yeah. But like, no, I've never seen him, but this is going to be fun. Are there going to be holograms here? And the guy turned out to be someone in the know. He's really into ELP. Like he knows the road manager. Yeah. And he even said at one point, he's like, that's Bobby, the road manager over there. Hey, Bobby. And Bobby's how you doing, buddy? He's like, Carl looked at the holograms. He didn't like them. Like, what are you talking about?
What?
Carl looked at, he's like, he didn't like the way it worked out. You'll see what he's going to do. So here's what happened for Emerson, Lake, and Palmer live. The return, the Welcome Back, My Friends tour. It was Carl Palmer on drums. And he's 70-something, and he is, no joke, fantastic. He's a fit.
If you're going to be in a prog group, you got to be a good drummer.
Yeah.
You're not.
He could beat the shit out of any of us. He is so strong to like some of the best rock drumming I've seen was this guy last week. And then he had two young squirts with him, one guy on bass and one guy on a guitar that was put through so much distortion it sounded like keyboards.
Okay.
Because the shtick is ELP didn't have a guitar. They had Carl Palmer on drums.
Greg Lake Ben Folds on bass. 5.
Yes, that Greg Lake would play bass and play it well, and occasionally acoustic guitar for the mellow tunes like "Ooh, What a Lucky Man."
And he was.
And Greg Lake would sing, and he wrote the lyrics, and he was the dreamy guy. But the real star was Keith Emerson, who played, you know, just a wall of synthesizers.
Yeah. It was like Rick Wakeman.
100%. Wakeman is Pepsi, and Keith Emerson's Coke. Right. They're right at one another. And he would, of course, Keith Emerson would throw knives at his keyboard.
Yes, have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh, they're crazy. He would he treated it like he was like, you know, Pete Townsend with his keyboard, which is a very silly 100%. Thing to do. But
So his original roadie was Lemmy, who later founded Motorhead.
Right.
And Lemmy was like, oi, Keith. Now, Keith Emerson could play like Franz Liszt and Chopin. He could play all that, but he was like, his roadie's like, oi, you got to throw knives at your keyboard and they got to be real German knives. And he like found these Nazi knives that Keith Emerson would throw at the thing. And he would actually spin. He had a grand piano spin around like this. He would lean back like he was humping his keyboard. A real lunatic. My point is this. Emerson, Lake and Palmer was a keyboard band. They were a synthesizer band. That's the point of this band.
Yeah.
I get there for the return of ELP. No keyboard. No piano. What they hadn't said were video screens. And Carl Palmer was said, all right, who wants to hear Keith? And then he'd go like this, and they'd play video from a concert they recorded that's out on DVD from the 1990s. They played DVD clips, and so it would be Keith, it would be Emerson on one screen, Lake on the other screen. And this is Town Hall. This is not like, you know, these new Vegas, the Madison Cube Garden or whatever.
It's just
not
two screens.
Tech. Yeah, it's just two movie screens. Emerson, Lake, and in the middle, Palmer.
So was it all synced up at least? Like, would he...
What he did when he talked, because he then said a little bit into it, was, look, we looked at the holograms, because clearly everybody's like, where the fuck's my Keith Emerson hologram?
Yeah.
He's like, we looked at the holograms, and it didn't seem right. So we took the video from the 90s, and we took out the tracks, and we took out my tracks, so I'm playing live, with Keith back in the 90s and Lake back in the 90s, and it's beautiful. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, I guess it's pretty cool, I guess.
I mean,
but the thing is this.
I would just say, like, I went to see Elton John the other night. And at Dodger Stadium, and it was fantastic. And I cried. I got emotional about the whole thing. I just love it. I love him, and it was a great show. But, but honestly, what you're doing when you're at like a big stadium show is you're watching a giant screen. Like you try to look at the person on stage, but they're so far away. I mean, we had good seats, but even then, of course I had good seats. What do you think? I'm sitting up in the nosebleeds.
You ever go to like an arena or like a stadium thing and people are eating in a restaurant, like just watching it on the TV?
Why would you do that? That big of a jump to go for what you're saying, but talk to me about attendance, because that's my curious part of
who's
going to this show.
I will say that it was not a full house. There were a lot of empty seats, and there were a lot of dudes.
Yeah, I bet.
There was a lot of dudes, and there was the woman, the couple that was next to me. She, you know, they started chatting with the couple behind them, and one wife said to the other, "I swear to you," she's like, "Did he drag you too?" And he's like, "Yeah, this one's for him." So all the women were dragged there by their husbands.
Even though it was disappointing that there was no holograms, was there? I feel like a reunion show. Was there like camaraderie between the people that were there? Was everyone like, "Oh man, it's good to be back"? Like,
what was the vibe?
The communal aspect.
Like, what was the vibe leaving the theater?
Okay.
Like,
or were they pissed off?
The vibe leaving was Carl Emerson, even at age 70 something. Is he did a drum solo that lasted an hour, you know, and it was
fun, amazing.
And the thing is, because they had to do the video sync, when he would play with the other guys, it didn't sound so great. It sounded compressed. It sounded like somebody was pressing play. Now I should point out some of the show, he had these two young guys instead of Emerson and Lake. Like when they sang the mellow stuff.
Because it's not going to be the whole show is them synced up with the old footage.
No.
Right?
So let's say it's, I don't know, 60-40 with the synced up stuff. So the 40% was just like Lake and two new dudes, one of them playing keyboards on his guitar through all this distortion. And then when they had the sync up, he would say, "All right, let's go back and play Carnival 9, the big hit. Welcome back, my friends.
Yeah, to the show that never
ends." And when, as soon as they hit go, you heard like a hiss. It was like tape. It sounded compressed, and like the high end was hurting my ears.
I wonder how many people were just like, this is an unknowable thing, but like the conversation about trying to get a refund. Like, was there at least the thought, the consideration? Should we let it go?
You got to see one of the guys.
You asked about the vibe coming out. Two things happened. There was no encore because it was a highly choreographed thing because it was all sunk up. And like, it was not a lengthy show. It was like, it started at 8:05 and we were out of there at like 9:50, you know,
9:15
and no 9:50.
Okay.
A little so bit
almost
10,
a 2 hours.
No opener.
Almost. Yeah. No opener. No. Well, there was an opener in that they showed clips of sketch of sitcoms that mentioned Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Oh.
They showed a bit from Cheers. Do you remember when Diane finally met what's Kirstie Alley's character's name? Rebecca.
Rebecca.
You When Diane finally met Rebecca and Rebecca lied and said that she didn't want to lie and say she owned Cheers. So she's like, oh, and they're like, oh, what do you do, Rebecca? She's like, oh, I work for a law firm. And they go, oh, which firm? And she was, oh, it's the firm of Emerson.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
Yeah, it gets a big sitcom laugh. So that killed at the town hall. That killed, sure.
Tell you.
So, and there's a Simpsons bit and whatnot.
Right.
So the vibe going out, so people were annoyed that there was no
holograms.
Encore.
Oh,
and holograms. And people were really pissed off about the sound. It was so goddamn loud. Like, it really, like, even I, like, I'm not, what do you mean? It's too loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because of the synchronization and whatever, they just cranked it. And it was the high-end compression hiss. And it was like, my ears were like bleeding afterwards. And everybody was like, oh, it was so loud. And it's like, we had to move to the back. Oh. We moved upstairs. It was so loud.
Miserable.
And I was like, yeah. But the truth of the matter is, I did have a good time, and I went by myself.
Right.
You know, it's like,
I like shit shows, you know, like it sounds a little bit like a shit show, and there's something fascinating about that and watching something kind of implode in front of your eyes.
And he played, you know, they played the hits. They played Tarkus in full. If you were familiar with the album Tarkus.
Yeah.
That's the one where
Tarkus.
The image is of armadillo on a tank.
Yeah.
And the armadillo on a tank fights a manticore, and it takes about 30 minutes for the whole suite to complete.
They're so funny because, like, their best song or their most famous song is "Lucky Man" or no, "Welcome to the Welcome, My Friends." And that's not the name of the song. So, like, good luck finding it. What is the name of the song again?
Well, the song that everybody knows is "Welcome Back, My Friends" to the show that never ends.
Yeah,
and then it goes, "Come and see the show. Come and see the show." The name of the song is Karn Evil 9 First Impression Second Movement.
It gets lost in the algorithm, I think, right?
Yeah. Karn Evil, like Carnival. Karn Evil 9 First Impression. Because the whole Karn Evil 9 suite lasts an album side. It's 25 minutes.
So they just plucked, like some FM DJ in the 70s is like, this is a fucking catchy song. Can I play this for 4 minutes? Yeah. And that's how I knew it, just from WZZO.
Well, that's what they open with. And they have a few other hits that people know. From the Beginning is a mellow.
Yeah, yeah.
From the Beginning, and I don't know if they have any other. Well, they do covers. They do the Peter Gunn theme.
Right.
They do Hoedown, you know, Aaron Copland. And they do Fanfare for the Common Man.
Right.
And they blast that out for like 14 minutes.
Right.
With, you know, and they incorporate other, you know, classical hits and jazz hits.
All right, listen.
They are prog rock to the nth degree. They're the most prog rock. I saw one third of the band before they were all gone.
Yeah.
I have no regrets. I'm a little deaf as a result, but I thought I was getting a hologram and I got a video screen.
Well, once the drummer dies, I'm going to do I'm going to relaunch the tour again with zero members of the band. See how that goes. Jordan, I love talking to you, and I want to talk to you about so many other things. So maybe we'll have you on the show again soon if you don't mind.
I'm always around.
Follow Jordan where? Jay Hoffman at Twitter?
In the street. Oh, if you want to tweet, J-H-O-F-F-M-A-N is me. And
I got to see the Fablemans, right?
Yeah, Fablemans looks like the trailer and the poster look like crap. It's a really good movie.
The poster's really bad, I have to say.
Yeah, terrible.
But I love Steven Spielberg.
You're going to love this movie.
And I really do. I rewatched Lincoln the other day. That's a fucking great movie.
Really is.
I loved West Side Story.
I love Batman.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is now, the two movies you just mentioned were co-written by Tony Kushner, who wrote Angels in America, and he co-wrote this.
Yeah. Nice pairing, these two guys.
Yeah. Oh, they're great. They're terrific. They're both top of their games. He's like the most famous living playwright, and he's the most famous living filmmaker. Yeah. So
I'm going to go see it. I do love his movies. I mean, not all of them. I'm not fucking watching Hook.
Yeah. Hook is bad. The Terminal's pretty unwatchable.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the Fablemans is, it just looks like who gives a shit about Steven Spielberg's childhood, but it's really not, like, it's about how he became Steven Spielberg, right?
Yeah.
But so, like, you might think, like, is there a scene where he, like, goes to the beach and thinks he sees a shark? Ooh. No, none of that. None of that. You know, there's none of him, like, looking up at the stars and thinking he sees a UFO.
Right.
It's really about a kid who's really smart, and he figures out that his parents are, that their marriage is falling apart before they do.
We have somebody coming in.
And wasn't his big thing, he used to have a hand puppet all the time. Wasn't that, is that in the movie? This is not for real.
That's not in the movie. I think I did read that he had a like an imaginary friend, but that is not in the film either. His love of the cinema.
I have a question. I was talking about this with Tim earlier. You got Star Wars and you got Star Trek. Is there room for another Star franchise? And Tim had a good name for it.
Star Adventure?
Star Adventure or Star Search, perhaps?
Adventure is pretty similar to a trek, I would say.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Star Adventure.
Star Journey.
Star Crash.
You're a Trekkie. If you would say Star Wars, Star Trek, you'd right away say Star Trek.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I love Star Wars. Don't get me wrong, but Star Trek is very key to my development as a young man. Yeah. I just really liked that vibe. I like hanging out.
It's more
on
cerebral. It's for smarter people like you and I. All right, Jordan. We got to keep the show going because we've got a band here that's going to play.
You got so much to do.
What a great time talking to you. This is really the only show you're going to get this kind of expertise on Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I mean, there's not a lot of other podcasts going this deep.
I would just say to the listeners out there, throw on the Tarkus suite. Listen to ELP's version of Modest Mazursky's Pictures at an Exhibition. It lasts about 37 minutes. Welcome back, my friends.
Awesome.
It's marvelous.
Thank you, Jordan. Have a great
au revoir.
Great holiday season.
Happy holidays.
Happy Valentine's Day. All right, Matt, any other business to get to before we go to the musical act?
No, they were just getting set up.
Okay.
Since the free half
of the show will be ending right after the band, we're going to have Dear Nora play a song, then we'll take a little break. We'll come back for the patrons-only broadcast. Unless you're watching live, just keep watching. A couple plugs here. No More Bullshit. Very good band. UK Europe tour is happening in March of next year. Those tickets are on sale right now at timheidecker.com/live. I could name the cities for you, but I don't know them all. Leeds, Sheffield, Bristol, London, Galway.
Do I need a passport?
Dublin, you need a passport. Okay. Vic is coming, the very good band, my unique brand of anti-comedy. come see me and the band. You know all about the world tour, the national tour we did last year. What a great, smashing, wonderful show it was. Now you get to see it overseas. And that's it for now. But we'll be back. We have so much to get to. We basically only scratched the surface of our wonderful show today. But now I'd like to welcome into the studio the wonderful, talented duo here.
Wow.
Dear Nora.
Hi. Shadows moving up the valley, they're all in my face. Packed up my car the next day and I drove out in the rain. Into fields of yellow, fields of fields of purple. Shadows are in my review, but what can I do? Up around the corner is spring break in Lake Havasu. And the DJ said, Doug Pound in the house. Snow is coming down sideways as far as I can tell. And I'm up with the radiator clanking at the Weatherford Hotel. And I heard my song on TV, didn't notice immediately. Shadows from the clouds are forming over the peaks. As red is the color of the dust and the color in my cheeks. as I'm crying tears into my huevos, rancheros. Took a look at the mountain, then drove out of the snow. Water flooded downstreams where I went many years ago. And the shadows in the canyon shadows, did I mention? Vines on the wall in Tucson and drawings on the floor. I woke up, checked the listings, and I walked out the door. The realtor asked if I listened to my intuition. One crow died, fell off the cross, and one crow is alive. What used to be America is just a place to drive. And the shadow forces operating, avatars are levitating. Volcano dust and juniper, my ancient spirit child. The skulls are dancing, night is young, the party has gone wild. We are grown, then we're gone, and our fossils are tossed along.
Thank you guys so much. That was beautiful. I got lost in the zone of the beautiful music.
It was awesome.
Heavenly performance. Thank you guys so much. We'll be right back after these no messages.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.
See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. Tell my girl I'll be gone.